This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, it seems bad.
You know, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, all of these reports about coronavirus, all of these measures about coronavirus, how to protect ourselves, how to stop it from spreading, flights have been cancelled, people are talking about it as if they are, you know, mad about it, subhanAllah. There is one thing that is missing, one major thing that is missing. What is that? SubhanAllah, in all of these measures, are they talking about Allah, the Creator, the Lord of everything, Rabbil Alameen, the one who controls everything. SubhanAllah, we have been, as Muslims, secularized. We are not thinking about Allah Jalla wa'ala and how Allah Jalla wa'ala controls everything. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, Allah is the Creator of everything. We have been secularized and we made to think like non-Muslims. Non-Muslims, they don't know Allah. Even if they believe that Allah Jalla wa'ala exists, they don't believe in the power of Allah Jalla wa'ala. They don't believe that Allah Jalla wa'ala controls everything. They don't believe that Allah Jalla wa'ala can cure them. Only when they are in a very critical situation, they will go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala as maybe individuals, but not as systems and countries. SubhanAllah, this is mad, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And as a result of this, Muslims are talking about all these measures and they are not talking about relying on Allah, having tawakkul on Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If you are believers, then put your trust in Allah Jalla wa'ala. Where is this tawakkul? الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When they were told that people are gathering against you, they said, Allah Jalla wa'ala is sufficient. Allah will suffice us. They put their trust in Allah Jalla wa'ala. Where is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِ. If you were put your trust on Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allah Jalla wa'ala would have provided you. Where is this? Where is also going back to Allah Jalla wa'ala, repenting to Allah Jalla wa'ala? Allah Jalla wa'ala says clearly that this awbi'ah, we need to differentiate between two things, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Illnesses that touch individuals and illnesses that spread in the world, in communities, in the society. The illnesses that spread everywhere, definitely they are due to the sins that those communities and those societies committed. That's why, including whether Muslims or non-Muslims, that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. And Allah Jalla wa'ala also says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned it clearly that our ba's, which includes those calamities that hit societies, that hit the world, Allah Jalla wa'ala caused them to happen on humanity or to humanity because of mainly two reasons, my dear respected brothers and sisters. One is to know the reality of this life, that it is not worth it. Secondly, so those communities, they will recognize who is the one who can protect them from this, and they can go back to their natural disposition. They can go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala, humble themselves before Allah Jalla wa'ala. These are the two key reasons for these diseases to spread like this. This is like plague that happened so many times in history. Allah Jalla wa'ala wants people to humble themselves before Him. And that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala is causing these things, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Have we realized the power of Allah Jalla wa'ala? Have we started to repent to Allah Jalla wa'ala? Countries are talking about all these crazy measures. And they don't want to go back to Allah Jalla Ala. One measure, which is the most effective measure. They don't want to go back to Allah Jalla Ala. They don't want to say, Ya Allah, we committed so many mistakes, so many sins, and we were acting in a very arrogant way before you. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, we are surrendering to you. Oh Allah, we are submitting to you. This is the most important measure. We are not saying that don't use these scientific measures. Use them, but use the most effective measure, which is going back to Allah Jalla Ala. No one is talking about the protection of Allah Jalla Ala. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, adhkar in the morning, adhkar in the evening, to protect ourselves. Why don't we talk about these things? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said clearly, just one example, the one who says, Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening, nothing will harm him. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned also reading, قل هو الله أحد, three times, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, three times, قل أعوذ برب الناس, that it will protect you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you go to bed, read Ayatul Kursi, it will protect you. Let us take all these measures. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, as Muslims, let us spread this message among non-Muslims so they might go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. May Allah Jalla wa'ala protect all of us from this. And may Allah Jalla wa'ala stop this disease from spreading more and more. Allah Jalla wa'ala is all wise. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ He knows what he is doing. We just ask him and beg him. And go back to him. Assalamu alaikum.